Marshall M. had been protecting the President of the United States for 8 years and was ready for just about anything, even terrorists, if God forbid they made it to the White House fence. But when he woke up early on the morning of October 22, 2014, with his canine partner staring at him next to his four-poster bed, he didn't know what to make of it. Hurricane had never ventured upstairs without being invited, and yet here he was, on the third floor of their downtown Baltimore home, looking like a normal dog who wanted to go for a walk. "Kane, what's your deal, buddy?" Marshall croaked, squinting at his clock and his dog. For the 2.5 years they'd been partners in the United States Secret Service's Elite Emergency Response Team, ERT, the only place Hurricane had wanted to be while his handler slept was near the front door. From there, the black Belgian Malinois could keep watch on the entire first floor, including the back door and the main windows. All roads led to Hurricane. His fur, the color of midnight, blended him into the darkness, perfect for surprising an intruder. Hurricane wouldn't move from his bed unless Marshall called him upstairs, and even then, he always seemed to be in a rush to get back to his spot. He reminded Marshall of a kid who wanted to finish watching his favorite TV show, although he imagined Hurricane's show was more like a live version of The Wire. Marshall lifted his head off the pillow to get a better look at his dog. It was still dark out, but the street lamps bathed the room in an amber glow. As soon as Marshall moved, Hurricane trotted over to the top of the stairs, 8 feet away, then back to the side of the bed. Stairs, bed. Stairs, bed. "Kane, what are you doing? What's gotten into you?" Marshall closed his eyes, hoping his dog would settle down. They'd be pulling a long shift later at the White House. No need to get out of bed at this hour. He heard Hurricane's paws pad the hardwood floor in a new direction. He looked and saw him standing on the other side of the bed, close to the window, over Marshall's gear bags and tactical boots. Hurricane gazed at Marshall with an intensity the handler found unsettling. Marshall realized what his dog was trying to tell him. "Grab your gear and let's go." Hurricane lived to work. The dog could tell by what Marshall was wearing if it was going to be a work day or not. If his handler came downstairs in civilian clothes, Hurricane usually stayed in his bed. But when Marshall greeted him wearing his black uniform, Hurricane jumped up, tail wagging, and shadowed him until they left for work. Hurricane lowered his head toward his handler's gear bags and exhaled forcefully through his nose, making an odd grunting sound that always got Marshall's attention. Marshall laughed. "Okay, you little weirdo. We're not going to work yet. You need to go empty or something?" In their early days together, he would say, "Go potty." But he quickly realized that didn't sound very badass. Dogs who protect the president don't go potty. They were out the door in less than a minute, even with leashing and muzzling Hurricane. Marshall slept in shorts and a tank, no matter what the weather. He kept a pair of size 12 slip-on Nike 7.0s at the front door and the back door. In an emergency, he could be on his way in seconds. As part of ERT, it was second nature to be ready for anything, even, it seemed, a dog with pressing bathroom needs. Marshall headed left toward the park. Hurricane had other ideas. He jerked to the right, toward their white work van. He pulled so hard that he would have dragged anyone who wasn't as strong as his muscle-bound 235-pound handler. Marshall reeled him back with a word and a quick tug. Hurricane usually marked every tree and rock he came across, but now he didn't bother lifting a leg until Marshall told him, "Go empty," in a firmer voice than usual. On the walk back home, Hurricane pulled the whole way, ending up back at the van. Marshall had never seen him so anxious to go to work. The dog wouldn't relax at home as Marshall tried to go about his morning routine. Even their tradition of catching up on sports news together in the living room didn't settle Hurricane. Instead of reposing on the floor next to the couch, he paced the hall back and forth to the front door. "You're so wound up, dog. Let's get you some real exercise," Marshall said, and ran upstairs to get dressed for work.